I'm Bruce Worsen, pastor of His Place Community Church. The following message came from a Sunday morning right here at His Place.
We've been weaving together from the four Gospels Jesus' very big day, and it is a very big day. And as we saw last Sunday, it is all about the stories. You don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't even have to be a Bible student. You have to become like a child and read the stories and find yourself in the stories. Find Jesus in the stories. Enjoy the story. It's just so much easier to tell yourself, you know, oh, I'm going to read my Bible. No, just pick. They're tiny little stories. Just pick a story and read one. Just read a story. And then read another story the next day. And as you get to know them, that's last week's message. Last week, we practiced listening like children to the story of the Gadarene, who is the strong man, lives in the cemetery full of demons that Jesus casts into the pigs. Well, we're continuing that story today. If you weren't here, be sure to get a CD or a transcript or go online. But we're continuing the story. Last week, we practiced listening like children. We will continue that. But now we're going to practice participating like children, because we need the sound effects for 2,000 panicking pigs. It's all about putting yourself in the story, so let's do that right now. We need 30 seconds of panicking pigs. So here's what we're going to do. I'm like the choir director, and you're the pigs. So when I do this, that'll be like this wall of demons hitting a herd of pigs. You know? So when I do this, here's my noise. I'm like, Rah! Okay? So I'm going to do this, and we're going to try it right now. This is 2,000 pigs getting hit by a wall of demons. Help me out. Here we go. You ready? Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Then we need 15 seconds of pigs running. So this can be some grunting, some snorting, and a little, and some high pitch, you know? Rah, rah, rah. And so we'll do the running for 15 seconds. Let's practice the running. Here we go. Oh, what, you are such better pigs than first service. Oh, my goodness. They sound like two dogs and a duck. Okay. So, they did. That's why it's so funny. Okay, then the drowning. So when I do this, we just take that and we really amp it with a lot more high end. So here we go, drowning. Okay, you got it. And then when I do this, that's dying. And so just go lower and lower. And when I, that's, we're done. Okay, you ready? Okay, you ready to tape?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Get ready for that wall. I have to wait for my clock, because if it's not on a main number, I won't be able to follow it. Here we go. The last surviving pig, and I'm not even going to try to swim to shore.
Want to hear it?
Yeah, let's play it back and set the levels. Yeah, that's pretty disturbing. Which is exactly what the story requires, so that's perfect. Okay, here's the question of the day. Do you battle your demons alone? Unaided. Isolated. The screaming Gadarene was driven by his demons into a solitary place. Saw that last week. And it's not like the enemy's changed his strategy. Demons come in many forms, literal and otherwise. But either way, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So it is not very smart to try and fight him apart from the one whose flesh is the bread of life and whose blood is the new covenant of God's grace. Spoiler alert, the only place we defeat our demons is at defeated Jesus. How do you like that? Defeat our demons. Getting that in your head. Let's say it together. The only place we defeat our demons is at defeat of Jesus. And that is where we left the Gadarene last week, desperate at Jesus' feet, filled with a legion. Jesus is fulfilling Isaiah's prophecy. Just a little reminder here quickly. Jesus is fulfilling Isaiah's prophecies to establish the Gentile nations in his kingdom. That's what he's doing there. By his word. And that demon-filled Gadarene, as you recall, will be the first apostle Jesus sends out. And he sends them to the Gentiles. Isaiah places this event on the very day that our Savior is rejected officially by his own house, his own people, which Jesus was earlier that day, not only by the religious rulers, by his own family, remember, who came to take him away, by the people who wouldn't come for healing until sunset. But now, it's late in the day, and we're and we're on the shore at night, 2,000 pigs on a nearby hillside. And those poor boys frozen in the boats, about 80, right? About 80 of his young disciples there, trading one terror for another. From the deadly storm to Jesus' devastating power, they went from being afraid of the storm to being terrified of Jesus, to the screaming Gadarene, and now to the legion of demons at Jesus' feet. Let's read. Enjoy the story. Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Many times it had seized him, and though he was chained hand and foot, kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many," because many demons had gone into him. And he and they begged Jesus repeatedly, again and again, not to send them out of the area, not to order them to go into the abyss. Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. Now, I have a question. We've got to stop. I have a question. Why is Jesus letting them beg so much? Because it's really emphasized that he begged repeatedly again and again. And I'll tell you why. He's negotiating by staring. And since we are practicing participating like children, this morning's story is brought to you by the letter Y. It is the one letter that doubles as a question. So when I raise this up, you call out.
Why?
Let's practice. Here we go. Jesus is waiting for Legion to ask him to allow them to go into those pigs.
Why?
I'm glad you asked. because Jesus cannot command them to come out.
Why?
Because then the boys won't know the truth and won't learn their lesson. Because Jesus appointed Legion to judge the truth for the boys.
Why?
Well, for that, we got to go back to Capernaum. Earlier that day, on Jesus' very big day, if you haven't seen this yet, love this flyover, we're going back over to Capernaum. Structure on the bottom right sits over Jesus' headquarters. That synagogue sits on the foundation that Jesus stood on when he spoke. It's just so cool, Jesus' hometown. Okay, this is the day when the religious rulers officially rejected Jesus.
Why?
Because they logically determined that he's the devil.
Why?
Well, let's read. It is because Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute.
Why?
Oh, you have to understand. That's impossible for them because you had to know a demon's name. You had to even know it was a demon. What's your name? And if the demon gave a name, then you could go to God and ask him to cast it out. That's why they never cast out a mute demon. When the demon left, the man who had been mute spoke, gasp. And then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute. This demon can't even perceive Jesus is there. And Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see, proving that the demon was gone. All the people were astonished and said, could this be the son of David? But when the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who came down from Jerusalem in order to render their official judgment regarding Jesus' claims, when they heard this question of the people, they said, quite officially, he is possessed by Beelzebub, which is a title for Satan alone. It means Lord of the household. It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons. So instead of hailing him as Lord Jesus, they hail him, they label him as Lord Satan. Well, this, maybe we can relate to. Oh, sorry, I jumped ahead. Okay, they call him Lord Satan. Okay, because he doesn't even call on God to cast him out. I forgot, this is so important. This is one of the biggest pieces of this entire story. He doesn't call on God to cast the demon out. This kind of almighty authority means one of two things. Put yourself in their shoes. It means he is either God himself or the devil himself. And so, the hard-hearted religious rulers, in a pig-headed act of self-preservation, logically renounce their savior as Satan. Now why? Because, and this we'll relate to, because it is always easier to treat Jesus as if he isn't actually God. I just like to have him in my life around me. But I don't like to treat him as though he's, you know, God himself. But if you don't treat Jesus as God, then you don't trust Jesus as God. And if you don't trust him as God, well, he might as well be the devil. Because there's no in between. And so Jesus said to them, how can Satan drive out Satan? If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. In other words, what he's saying is, it's ludicrous. You can't win a battle by taking out your own soldiers. Especially true in a household with your spouse, your husband, your wife, your kids, your family, your friends. He says, a house divided against itself will fall. Here's the thing. You cannot battle your demons alone. And you can't beat them by wounding your own. We only defeat them at defeat of Jesus. Now listen closely to Jesus' claim. If Satan drives out Satan, which under normal circumstances he would never do, why would he do that? But theoretically, if Satan is divided against himself, his end has come. Prove it. You see, his young disciples are not any more prepared to accept him as God than their rulers are, and they know the scriptures even less than their religious rulers. So how can they know who's right? Is he the devil or is he God? Well, here's Jesus' thought. He says, now if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, Lord Satan, by whom do your followers drive them out, their disciples? So then, they will be your judges. Who will be their judges? Certainly not their young followers. The demons and Beelzebub and Satan, their Lord. But he doesn't do that. He doesn't drive out his own. So all Jesus has to do, here's his plan as I see it, all Jesus has to do is find Satan and his forces while they're housed in one human and then somehow deceive the deceiver into driving out and dividing his own. Not as easy as it sounds. But Jesus got to do it because how else can his disciples know the truth if they don't know his word. Same goes for us. So it's time to take the doubting on a little outing to meet an old acquaintance who will act as the judge. Does Jesus drive demons out by Beelzebub? And so the Lord Jesus waits while Legion's Lord begs at his feet. You ever notice Jesus always casts out a loner demon, always one demon? Doesn't it seem a bit odd that the Gadarene is filled with a force that enters 2,000 pigs? We don't know. We just know there's at least 2,000. There may be more. But remember when Jesus was tempted and he triumphed? And at the end it says the devil left him until an opportune time. That time has arrived. And Jesus knows that Satan is waiting across the pond in the land of the Gentiles. Why? As seen at the temptation, and we talked about last week, the devil knows Scripture. Has to in order to twist it. And Isaiah foretells, we looked at this last week, Isaiah foretells this moment. He says that Jesus establishes the Gentiles on the same day his own reject him. And so, in the story, Satan's demons drive the Gadarene to Gergesa across from Capernaum to oppose him. Who'd you think was trying to drown him in that storm? Jesus details this whole Gadarene battle earlier in that day. We just got to go back to Capernaum again. Go back to Capernaum and let's just pick up the story where we left off. Now, why was the screaming Gadarene so well known? One, he screamed night and day. But if you're out of earshot, why was he so well known? Because we're told he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. He's the strong man of Gadara, the infamous strong man. And you really need to keep that in mind in the story, that this guy is the infamous strong man. Because the very next thing Jesus says about Beelzebub's forces, before he goes and somehow tricks him into casting out his own, is that no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off, the word means take by force, his possessions. It literally means his vessel, his implement. It means a man as a chosen instrument, an assistant in accomplishing an evil deed. The Gadarene. Unless, Legion, he first ties up the strong man. The word means binds and chains. As Satan, we're told, same word, had bound the bent over woman that Jesus healed earlier that day. But also, in the parable of the weeds that Jesus tells that day, he uses that word, that the weeds are bound and divided into bundles by his force. He goes on, then he can rob his house. When a strong man, fully armed, the Gadarene, or us, when a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house on his own, by himself, all by his lonesome, his possessions, different word, this means that which is possessed, are safe, have peace. But when someone stronger, pick your demon, you know, your personal crisis, your devastating disappointment. When someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils.
Why?
Because the man was isolated. And his armor was untrustworthy. And that is why you and I must be strong in the Lord, as Paul writes to the Ephesians. And in his mighty power, his spirit, his word, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. That fight with your wife really isn't. That fight with your whoever really isn't. But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. When you get home, keep reading. You should read Paul's list of armor. Make sure you're wearing it. Now, all those forces that were stronger than the strong man are at the feet of one stronger still. And into the pigs they will flee. But did you know that pigs are great swimmers? fat floats. Fat floats. Right? Fat floats. So drowning pigs takes some doing. But here's the thing. Look how Jesus ends the strong man battle plan. He says, he who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather, in this case, the Gadarene and the Gentiles, he who does not gather with me scatters. And I thought, scatters, I wonder if there's a clue there. I looked up the word, and oh my goodness, this word is a crazy word. I just cut and pasted. Here's what the definition of scatters is. Of those who, overpowered or terror-stricken or driven by some other impulses, fly in every direction. And so, Jesus waits while Legion begs repeatedly, terrified. And Jesus must be thinking something like, notice the pigs. Notice the pigs. They're not here on accident or by coincidence. God declared them unclean for his own. It's in Scripture. You know the Scripture, Legion. What'll you do? Think. Think. What'll you do? Notice the pigs. And then he does, and they do. But Jesus is walking a very fine line. To prove his point, he has to send these demons out without actually commanding them. And so, after they had begged him not to order them to go into the abyss, don't make us go to the abyss. They ask him, let us go into the pigs. Don't make us go into the abyss. Let us go into the pigs. And Jesus simply, brilliantly says, go. Into the abyss or into the pigs? How can they know? There's only one way. He's got to be pointing, giving permission rather than commanding. And I mean, it's an imperative that he's pointing. He has to be pointing because he said that's how the boys will know that he is God himself. It's the whole point of the point. Go back to Capernaum earlier that day. Back in Capernaum. Now, I got to tell you, I left out one verse. I left out just one line. Because it's sandwiched right in between. Just after the thing Jesus says about Satan casting out Satan, and just before, and he says it'd be a judge, and just before he tells about the strong man battle plan, there's this line right in between. I'll repeat a little bit. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, Lord Satan, by whom do your followers drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, granting permission rather than commanding them myself, then the kingdom of God has come to you. And that's what the judge is deciding. And so Jesus waits. While Legion begs again and again, Jesus saying nothing. Just staring. Why? He's negotiating. He's waiting. And he's establishing the Gentiles in his household. And he's giving his boys a crash course before sending them out. And he's declaring his authority over Beelzebub, over Satan, on his own turf, at night, giving the prince of darkness every home court advantage, and thereby proclaiming himself as God himself, and all with a little finger. Let's read. My name is Legion, he replied, for we are many. Because many demons had gone into him, and he and they begged Jesus repeatedly, again and again, not to send them out of the area, not to order them to go into the abyss. Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus to let them go into them. If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs. Allow us to go into them. And he gave them permission. He said to them, go. So the evil spirits came out, shot out
like bats out of hell. And when the demons came out of the man, they scattered. And they went into the pigs. And the whole herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed, stampeded in the dark, unafraid of the water, terrified of Jesus, blindly, violently charging down the steep bank into the lake. Pigs falling on top of pigs, plunging and pushing. Pandemonium, pig divided against pig, until they were drowned and died in the water. Because that's just what happens when it's every pig for itself. And it doesn't matter what household you're talking about. And oh my goodness, those poor boys frozen in the boats. This is the night of holy terrors. Oh my goodness, the judge has reached a verdict. Jesus does not cast out demons by the power of Beelzebub. Why? Because Jesus has authority over Beelzebub. Why? Because Jesus' finger is the finger of God. Why? Because the kingdom of God had come upon them. Why? Because Jesus was establishing his kingdom, and he is God. And so, do you battle your demons alone? Let's pray. Oh, Father God, your love and compassion and grace are only equaled by your purity and power, and we worship you alone. Holy Spirit, embolden us to disclose our demons, literal or otherwise, and come out of our caves and call out for help, because we all need it. Jesus, we praise you now, sing to you. We thank you that we are never too far gone to fall at your feet, because you're always near and ready and willing. And everybody said, amen.
Well, thanks for listening in. Why don't you join us on a Sunday morning? If you'd like more information about the church, just point your browser to hisplacechurch.com. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face shine upon you.